The FBI has joined the investigation of last weekend's killing of a 13-year-old boy by police in Los Angeles. The incident has renewed tensions between the black community and Los Angeles police. And as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, it has raised questions about the teen and the officer involved.
The police dispatch went out about 4 in the morning Sunday. According to the LAPD, 13-year-old Devin Brown was at the wheel of a stolen car with his 14-year-old friend sitting next to him. Police saw the car weaving and thought the driver was drunk, but when they tried to pull it over, the 4-minute chase began. The car finally skidded onto a sidewalk in South LA, and then, according to the police, the driver backed into the pursuing squad car. The 14-year-old passenger ran, and Officer Steve Garcia opened fire with 10 shots at the car, killing Devin Brown. Chief William Bratton says there have been many rumors about what happened, and that's why the FBI has joined the case.
You know, there was a lack of trust in large segments of this community, particularly African-American community.
Despite talk of changing LAPD's deadly force policy, South LA's black community remains upset about what's seen as a pattern of police abuse.
The killing got to stop. And I mean the police brutality got to stop.
No more. No more.
No more.
During one of several street rallies and church forums this week, Reverend Ozell Cliff Brazell voiced a familiar frustration.
If you live in South Central, it's as if life doesn't count.
It was only 2 weeks ago that Officer Steve Garcia was being praised for helping apprehend the man who allegedly caused a train wreck that killed 11 people in Glendale. Garcia's co-workers say he's conscientious and professional, but police officials refused to comment on his 9-year history on the force, and reports said he's had several misconduct complaints. There are questions, too, about 13-year-old Devin Brown, such as, how did a student from a magnet middle school for gifted children end up killed in a stolen car at 4 in the morning? Devin Brown's 24-year-old brother Nigel and his cousins Regine Conright and Kendra Lewis speculate.
From what I would understand, he was going to a friend of his house and
didn't go
and went somewhere else and was doing something else. So
bumped into the police car and they just start shooting.
It like reverse is so close to drive. He probably got mixed up with the drive and the reverse.
Brown's relatives and teachers say that he was not a gangbanger, just a regular kid who liked to play basketball and made everyone laugh. Still, his cousins Kendra Lewis and Jasmine Stokes say Devin began to change after his father died 6 months ago.
It was like Devin, he wouldn't listen to his mama after his daddy died, but he would listen to everything that his friends said. But he don't even got like a male figure in his life, so what they expect him to do?
Tyree Gaston, who's 11, points to where his cousin Devin was killed, a spot marked by candles, flowers, and teddy bears.
My cousin wasn't no bad person.
Tyree says he's had enough with the LAPD. Last year, police were caught on videotape repeatedly beating his second cousin, Stanley Miller, with a metal flashlight.
I'm through. I ain't coming outside no more. I'm gonna stay in the house.
Next week, the LA Police Commission is expected to decide when LAPD officers are allowed to fire at moving vehicles. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.